Residents in the largest city in western Massachusetts are being asked to wear face masks outside the home as preparations continue for a surge in coronavirus cases. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said he issued an advisory for city residents to wear something that covers their mouth and nose out of an abundance of caution to help stem the spread of the coronavirus.
You know, you still have to go to a grocery store, maybe a large box store, maybe even a smaller store. A lot of people are practicing the social distance, some are not. So that's just not only protect yourself, but to protect others.
The recommendation from the mayor's office said face covers could include dust masks, scarves, and bandanas. Masks designed for healthcare workers, the mayor said, should be reserved for people in the healthcare system. Officials in other cities, including Boston, have also requested people wear face masks when they go outside. Wearing a face mask does not negate other steps healthcare professionals have urged in a bid to cut down the spread of the virus, including social distancing, not congregating in large crowds, and frequent hand washing, according to Dr. Robert Roos, chief medical officer at Mercy Medical Center in Springfield.
I'm wearing this mask to protect you, and you're wearing your mask to protect me. It's exactly that type of thinking, that altruism and that community togetherness that will help us combat and overcome this pandemic.
Sarno said Monday the possibility of a curfew in Springfield has been discussed by city officials, but at this point he does not believe it's needed.
You know, our residents have been pretty good. It's something we strongly advise, and we've already advised that if you don't have to go out, don't go out.
Springfield Police Commissioner Cheryl Clapprood said she concurred a curfew is not necessary at this time.
We have been taking the calls for large gatherings. Cruiser shows up, gets on the PA system, advises the group to disperse, and everybody's been cooperating. So as long as everybody's been good and people seem to be going by what's been recommended to them, I see no need.
Governor Charlie Baker last week said Massachusetts was preparing for a surge in COVID-19 cases beginning around April 10th and lasting until about April 20th. But Dr. Mark Kerouac, president and CEO of Bay State Hospital, said epidemiology models suggest the peak in cases may not arrive in western Massachusetts until later in May or even June.
That's a good thing. Yeah, we want the long, slow burn instead of the big explosion. There's going to be something wrong about every model you put out, but if it helps you with planning, then that's a good thing.
As the number of hospitalizations for COVID-19 steadily increase, officials are looking to possibly put a field hospital inside the MassMutual Center, as has been done already at convention centers in Boston and Worcester. Three large tents have been erected in a parking lot across the street from a homeless shelter in Springfield. These are in the process of being outfitted with electric power, water and sewer utilities, food and medical supplies to care for the homeless in Springfield. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.